unimportant conversations. Or are they? This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Unimportant conversations, or are they? Think about yourself. Think about life. Think about who and what you are. Think about all of those things that are so very important to you. Think about the things you talk about every day. What do you say? How do you share with other people? What do you say to other people? What do you do with other people? How do you respond to other people? Think about that. Unimportant conversations, or are they unimportant? We have conversations all of the time. We talk just to hear ourselves talk oftentimes. And we have conversations, and in those conversations, we oftentimes say things that we don't really mean. We oftentimes say things that we don't really want to have be true in our life. We oftentimes say things that are not very beneficial to us. And as we say these things that are not very beneficial to us, what happens? What happens when we say these things that are not very beneficial to us? Well, we give them power. People like to talk just to talk because it's a very charming thing to do. But you're in a conversation with someone, and they talk about the weather. And they say, oh, this weather is terrible. Oh, this weather. Oh, the rain. If it rains so much, it's going to cause a flood down in the valley. Oh. And you say to them, yes, isn't the rain beautiful? Isn't it wonderful that God knows exactly how much rain to drop on the earth, exactly how much rain to move down onto the earth to water the plants and to bring groundwater and then to bring underwater so that we have drinking water so we can draw it up from our wells? Isn't it wonderful that the divine universal mind, the divine intelligence is always at work? Yeah, but the flood. Hey, think about it. The divine does everything right, and all is in perfect order. And nothing too much, too little, always just right. And then, you and I, we get in the way with our thinking, and with our creative thought, we create the weather being inclement, we create the weather being unkind, we create the weather being too much rain. Or too little rain. We create the storms being too strong or too weak. We create all these things. Now, have you ever stopped to think that the unimportant conversations we have are really quite important? Have you ever stopped to think that the weather really knows what it's doing? The weather really knows the direction it's going? And when humanity, when people with their consciousness worry about the weather, they bring problems into it. Oh, we like to go up and salt the clouds and make the rain come when it's not the purpose of the rain to come. We sometimes think, well, now, why does the rain fall on this side and why not that side? And how can we cut down our rainforests and we cause the lack of rain to be in various areas? Well, this is not just one area. This is all over the world like that. People do that to themselves. And the wiser people, the people who are aware of how the weather and how the rain and how the world responds, they say, do everything in moderation. Yes, the trees are there for us to use, but don't take them all. This is a natural place where trees are abundant to provide beautiful things, to provide houses and furniture and all sorts of firewood and what have you. And as we look at them and we bless them, we don't just go in and slaughter the forest. We don't just go in and slaughter them. In many states in the United States, It is the practice to plant 2 or 3 trees for every one that is cut. Well, how wonderful that is. But you don't cut all the trees. You do a selective cutting. And as you do a selective cutting, because you have the intelligence to do that, you keep the rain falling in that area in its abundant way. The ground, you might say, attracts the water. The ground attracts the rain. Trees attract the rain. And the rain falls, and the trees become more brilliant. And planting crops, fields, cause it to happen. We say, well, look at in Africa, in the great savannas and the great areas where they have floods and where they have lack of rain and where it's this. Well, think of the consciousness of the people. The conversations, the consciousness, are not unimportant at all. They're quite important. Because when we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, our body at the time may not be expressing an ideal relationship as far as we see it, but we say that, and we put that cause in motion. And then we think and we act and we do things that bring about that ideal relationship. Our conversation is not something that is just taken for granted. Our conversation is something said very purposefully and very wonderfully. When we make a conversation about another person, we say, that person is a very thoughtful, loving person. Now, that person may not, at the moment, be thoughtful and loving. But when our expectation of that person is thoughtful and loving, when our expectation of the relationship with that person is thoughtful and loving and caring, then you can be sure that that relationship does end up just that way. That relationship does reveal itself in just that way. Our conversation is indeed very important. And it is very necessary that we be master of our conversation, that we be master of our thinking, that we be master of every attitude we have in our mind. It's easy to forget that we are responsible. It's easy to forget that it does matter whatever we say. When we say to little children, you're naughty, 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 we inveigle them into being more naughty. We encourage them to, well, if I'm going to be naughty, I'm naughty. But if we say to the little children, you're wonderful, you're thoughtful, I am so proud of you. Every time I look at you, I see an angel. You are such a lovely, angelic child. You are so, and you say that to a child. You say it over and over again. And that child may have been a tough child, a difficult child, a child that would not respond perfectly and properly as you would desire it. But as you persist in planting seeds of that nature in that child's consciousness and in your own, that child responds in just that way. Our conversation is indeed very, very, very important. It's so important for us when we say, the world is at peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me, in my thought, in my attitude, in my actions, and in what my belief is. How do I see the rest of the world? Do I see it as a loving center? Do I see everybody on earth as a gentle, loving person? Well, now, do I see them that way? I have that privilege. I have the privilege to see them any way I want to see them. I have a privilege of seeing my family any way I want. I can see my family as a bunch of idiots and stupid people, uncaring people, and so they are. Or I can start seeing my family as loving, gentle, caring people, people who are filled with unconditional love, people who are just so wonderful. My children, when I hear of them from the neighbors, my neighbors always say, I wish my children were as nice as your children. Your children are so thoughtful. They're always doing something beautiful. They're saying something nice. They do things they don't even have to do. They see a basket blowing down the street, and they know it belongs to me, and they bring it back, not to my front yard, but to my backyard, where it won't blow away. And I took the basket out to empty it in the trash. But your children are so thoughtful, and they don't say a thing about it. They just bring it back and put it in the, and I think to myself, are they stealing my basket? And I must not think those silly thoughts. No one ever wants to steal anything that belongs to me. Everything that belongs to me, and is a happy thing in my world. And everyone respects my property. Everyone respects me. Everyone respects everything that I am. Oh, yes, things happen in the neighborhood. Things happen, and they upset me for a moment. And then I say, no, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And I persist in saying that. And I act like that. And I tell everybody, all is in divine order. And they say, you idiot, you don't know the facts of life. And you don't say a thing. You just say, all is in divine order. God is in his heaven and all is right with the earth. That's the statement we make. Well, you are God and heaven is you and you are in you. That's true. And all is right with the world. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We try to disclaim responsibility of being right and being happy and being good and being wonderful and being all that we are. We try to disclaim the responsibility for our conversations and say things that are not very nice, be irresponsible in our talking. But we cannot get away from it. We cannot get away from it. As Maurice Joliet would say, thank heaven for little girls. And we say, thank heaven for everyone being a divine being. Thank heaven for everyone being a loving, thoughtful being. And our unconditional love, all the world shines out unconditional love. In our joy, all the world shines out joy. And we say, thank heaven for happy thoughts. For everywhere I go are happy thoughts. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We can look at the world and we can say, thank heaven. Thanks to the divine in us. The divine in us, for heaven is in us. The kingdom of heaven is in us. And as we dwell in that kingdom of heaven, and as we say, thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for kindly thoughts. Thank heaven for smiles. Thank heaven for the little children who are so malleable, so amenable, so movable into the tractable, into the ways that are fine and beautiful and good. Or are they? Is this not a way that they're trained in, but it's who they really are? Is that their nature? Oh, yes. Is that my nature? Oh, yes. My nature is unconditional love, and your nature is unconditional love. So our conversations are indeed quite important. Quite important. And every conversation I have with myself or my world, whoever, wherever, however, is always a blessing to me, to my world, to all that I am. For my conversations are always on the highest. My conversations are always on the best. My conversations are always an awareness of who and what I am. And I assure you, it's good and very good. Join me in my thank heaven for conversations that are a blessing to me and my world. I love you. I love you. I love you.